2, 2, 1, 2.
Best claim is possible. That always works well. No, this is a vastly different talk to the one I gave at Org. I'm going to mention what I talked about at Org last year on it. So if you want an interesting talk, you know, you've got Postgres guy, Jonathan Corbett talking about K-objects and stuff, I'd rather be there. Enterprise management, Webm or whatever it is. It's this big thing for managing systems, and buried down in the schema of it is stuff. And look through 33 megabytes of source code, trying to find, you know, grepping for stuff, trying to find some... That's different guys who do LSCFG. And sometimes I talk to them and they seem surprised that I'm doing all of this stuff. And most of this guy's job is to pretty print. And in fact, the way the first version of this command that was shipped to... Okay, another thing to consider here is that... So at the moment, in 2.6, we've got this wonderful thing called UDEV. Does everyone... Who knows what UDEV is? Okay, hard to tell. Everyone's sort of going, hey, it's boring as hell. UDEV is a user space naming daemon. Get some information via hot plus naming. There's a thing out there called SCSI ID which tries to get a couple of relatives. It doesn't currently get installed. So the whole idea is at boot time, a scanning script gets run, and then there's a bunch of query commands. So the scanning script gets run, sticks stuff in the database, and the query commands pull stuff out. And I run the scan thing, and it goes, oh, this, and, you know, comes back 2 or 3 minutes later. The linker does the job of doing the ordering, and using some piece of magic, all of these function pointers get dereferenced and called, and all my initialization noise. Okay, so the init macro does some sort of magic that I don't really understand. It uses GCC extensions. Because I had all these case statements all over the place, and I thought, I don't want case statements. It makes the code unreadable. So the idea is, I want this function called deviceAdd. So I say, okay, this function's some address, and the first thing that gets tried is a call to a function called deviceAddSCSI with the address. If no such function exists, C++, I've written lots and lots of small utilities and stuff in C. So, you know, writing in C is actually a bit of a culture shock to me. In fact, as I walked in, somebody, you know, that has no variables and is used by academics and all this stuff, and it's something that I've written some stuff in the past. It's a bit of a culture shock.